October 9th, 1922. The human will acting in the divine. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus comes all tenderness, squeezes me in his arms, kisses me, and tells me who knows how many times. My daughter, the daughter of my will, how dear you are to me. Listen. As your will enters into me, it empties itself of you, and mine enters, acting in you. And as mine acts, yours receives the strength of the creative power and remains acting in me. And since I am one single point, as I contain everything, embrace everything, do everything, I see your will acting in me with my creative power, wanting to give me everything and requite me for all. And to my highest contentment, I see it before me from the very first instant in which I issued the whole creation. Leaving everyone behind, it comes forward, ahead of everyone, as if you were the first one to be created by me, in whom no split of wills exists between you and me, just as I would have wanted the first man to be. And it gives me the honor, the glory, the love, as if creation had not gone out of my will. What taste, what contentment I feel, you cannot understand. The order of creation is given back to me. The harmonies, the joys, alternate together. I see this human will acting in me in the light of the sun, upon the waves of the sea, in the flickering of the stars, on everything. And it gives me the glory of all the goods which these created things give to man. What happiness! It resembles me in everything, with this difference. I am one single point, and you, little by little, as you keep operating, thinking, speaking, loving in my will, take more space and form divine births in it.